dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers. To the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll fool you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISO? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. To CG, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones. And NASDAQ leaves you flat on your back. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Dedicated to the hackers and the crew. Serial code, source code, ISO, RAM, SIP, SIP.
Hello, and welcome to Binary Revolution Radio, episode 106 for July 26, 2005. I'm Strom Carlson.
And I'm Black Ratchet.
And we welcome you to another hour and a half, or
well,
so.
Or so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we were planning an hour and a half last week, too, but that sort of failed miserably.
Another hopeful hour and a half of Binary Madness.
I like Binary Madness.
Yeah.
Binary madness.
Or perhaps Digital Madness sounds better.
There we go. We have a new catchphrase. How about that?
Yes. Binary Revolution Radio. It's digital madness.
And all right. Well, we actually have some housekeeping this week as opposed to last week. So, like, I think we just went straight. Did we go straight into email last week? I completely forget.
I think we did a bit of an introduction first, and then we went straight into email.
Yeah. So just to really not confuse people when we showed up and not stank dogged in it.
Yes.
And just speaking of that, sorry, we are back. This really isn't a joke. We are taking over the show. I know, probably there's more than a handful of people out there going, oh, I know Stank Dodd's coming back in 106, He wouldn't let Binary Revolution go off to somebody else. And sorry, nope, it's us.
I really need a soundboard so that I can just pull up the telephone company. We're sorry next time, but...
No, I think we should make a Stank Dog soundboard.
A Stank Dog soundboard, yeah.
Or we just
go.
Sort of patch him into the bridge, and we can have him just make random comments. We can have him random swears when he's
That could work.
There's everyone's assignment for the week. We're assigning homework now. Someone needs to make a Stank Dog soundboard, some type of flash goodness that you always see on all these little joke sites out there.
Yeah, the benefit of you doing it is that you, the listener, get to decide what we play on the air.
Exactly. There you go. Just edit up some sound clips, something fun, and we'll try to work it into a show one time.
Of course, we could always fall back on the Napoleon Dynamite soundboard. Dang! 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 Dang!
I must say, I've never seen that movie, and I'm not sure if I really want to.
It's a great film.
It really is?
Yes.
I see the trailers for it, and it was just really freaked me out. I was like, what is this movie about?
It's about nothing and everything all at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that really narrows it down.
Anyway, on to housekeeping.
Yeah, so we were already in housekeeping because we just sort of went, sorry we are back, but...
Yeah.
And the other thing we want to get out there is, we screwed up the emails last week.
Yeah,
it
was brought to our attention sometime, I think it was in the last couple of days, that we repeated emails that had already been broadcast. So to you, the listener who listened and said, wait a second, I think I've heard this before, we apologize wholeheartedly.
And if everyone wants to make a Strom soundboard, we can just sort of get that on there. I think we only actually repeated one email, so we did relatively good. I could be wrong, but I believe it was the Tor email from last week was the repeat. But heck, we have another Tor email this week, so, sit down and get used to it. But this actually email, all of these emails this week are new. We know which ones we've read before. All of these emails came in after the previous show, so... We know what we've read, and hopefully there's going to be no repeats because Stank Dog can't go into the future and read a future email on a past Binary Revolution Radio.
Unless, of course, he has invented a time machine and didn't tell us about it. So.
Oh, he did unplug. Maybe he's back in the 1950s or something, working on ENIAC.
Perhaps.
He's trying to be the first Haxor.
The first Haxor.
Yes. And since we're on the subject of the apologies, we sort of mentioned this already. Apologies for the short episode. You know, Thank does try to keep it very well for, you know, about an hour and a half or so, give or take five, 10 minutes. But I think we came into an hour six last week, and I was really shooting to at least get it over an hour 15, and my time management skills aren't trained as Stank's, I guess you could say.
Well, on the other hand, though, considering that it was our very first episode ever and we hadn't rehearsed at all, it's pretty amazing that we didn't just get 30 minutes into it and go, well, that's it. Thanks for listening, friends. Bye.
Well, actually, technically, what the people didn't hear is that did happen. I think we actually originally had only 45 minutes of actual show. And then we just sort of stopped and said, you know, we really need to make this at least an hour because I really don't want to have this shorter than an hour. So we actually, the last two emails from last week, I believe I think it was the last two emails, maybe the first two. Anyway, and two emails from last week, those were recorded after we actually finished the show and we spliced them into the middle. So, yeah, but anyway, we're going to try to push, you know, closer to 90 minutes this week. I'm probably still going to feel miserably because I have an uncanny habit of talking really, really fast and getting through all this material that looks great on paper but only takes 20 minutes to read.
Well, I can tell tons of stories of setting up DEF CON by phone and recording all the prompts for that. So
yes, oh god, yes. Our topic for this week is we're going to have con survival tips and or amusing stories. So, and because you know next week for those who, well technically it's this week's I guess it's
this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. There we go. That works. This weekend is DEF CON in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Alexis Park, of which you know myself and Strom, we will be there.
We will be there not only just attending, not only just walking around, signing autographs, pandering to our millions of fans, but also giving a talk on Asterisk, the open source PBX.
Yes, the two phone freaks will be talking about phones, of course. That's Saturday night, 7 to 9?
Yeah, Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we're also doing a call-in Q&A segment. So I'm not sure whether or not we're going to be able to have... whether we're going to be able to have someone have the talk on one of the conference bridges or streaming on the internet or something. But if we do, if you're able to hear it and you're not at DEF CON, we're going to have a call-in number. So we invite you to call and ask your questions if you've listened to the whole thing.
Do we want to drop the call-in number, or do we want to just make a forum post to make more people go to the forums?
Well, I think what will happen is I'll announce the number during the talk.
Well, how are these people that are not going to be at the talk know?
Well, see, they would have to listen to the talk either on the phone or however streaming audio we get the talk out there live.
Oh, yeah. Never mind that. I didn't ask that question. That sounded completely stupid. So we'll just have to edit that out or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we're doing. You know, be there, be square.
Or be rotary, as it would be.
I'm not saying anything right there. We'll have a couple of Western Electric 500 sets out there, and we'll just do some rotary sound effects in the background of that one.
Yeah, well, you know, something like...
Are you beating up your phone?
Yes, I am beating up my phone.
Well, they're Western Electrics. They can take it.
Yes, built to take it.
Built to take it.
So anyway,
moving right along, you know,
Speaking of last week's episode, anyway, we thought this totally sucked, and it was possibly the worst radio show ever recorded, but people actually seem to like it. We got an overwhelmingly positive response. Yes, all of you people are idiots, but we got an overwhelmingly positive response. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, thank you. We were shocked and dismayed. Well, I wouldn't say dismayed, but we were shocked. We were pleasantly surprised when I logged in the next morning and the email was overwhelmingly positive, and I also scrolled up through the chat room and saw that we repeated an email. But everything seemed to be going okay, and I after, you know, butchering the 40, you know, getting up to that 45 minutes, I was rather dismayed about, like, you know, oh my god, we're going to really stink. But after I edited it up, I was cautiously optimistic, and everything seems to have been well-received, and we were very happy about that. I made some first-time mistakes that StankDog caught, thankfully, when I was, you know, posting the MP3 and everything, all that other stuff.
But hey, since we've never done this before, it's acceptable that we're making mistakes.
Yeah, yes, as you know, we make mistakes. And hopefully this week, I'm not going to say it out loud. Hopefully I will catch the mistakes that I made last week, and I will fix them this week. So, moving, you know, that's what I hope everything's going to go on. I also think that I also found out when I was listening to the episode, I say, you know, really just far too much. And I probably said it about 20 times so far. Also, just something I forgot to mention. For those of you who are listening on the Rant Radio stream, we're trying something different with the audio styling. Where Strom and his Adobe Audition magic, he's taking the what exactly are you doing? Just go ahead and explain.
Yeah, might be better if I described it.
I don't know what you're doing. You're doing something magical.
Yeah, what I'm doing basically is when we record this together, instead of recording it as a single monaural audio channel, I'm recording each of us on a separate audio channel and then putting them in stereo. So if you listen on a stereo recording, you'll hear that I'm off to the left and Black Ratchet is off to the right of it. So we actually have a more three-dimensional sounding recording, and it should be more interesting to listen to.
And actually, the only place you can get this right now is when you're listening live on Rant Radio, because they're the only people who support a stereo stream. I want to try to start working this into the archives, but if you download last week's episode, you'll get only the mono recording as the way the system is set up, which is, like I said, hopefully something that is going to change. And since we're also talking about stuff that's going to change, new thing with the email. I mentioned this last week, and I thought about it, and I think I'm going to start dropping people's first names if they have some type of quote-unquote real name. So basically what it is I'm going to go for an opt-out system, which technically I really hate for spam, but hey, it's my radio show, and, you know, our radio show, and this is what I'm going to do, bah-ha-ha-ha-ha. But, you know, I'm willing to use judgment, and, you know, if something seems very weird or kind of untrue or something, I'm not going to drop it, and I'm just going to say, you know, from anonymous benefactor or some strange thing.
benefactor,
yes. Because those listeners are benefactors, you know. They gave us email, and heck, hopefully, you know, they're going to provide us with content that will push us over an hour and 15 minutes this week.
Perhaps, yes.
Yes, and speaking of email, let's go right into the email. What's in the email this week, Strom?
Well, let's see. Our first email is from Lunarsphere. And Lunarsphere says, greetings, this is Lunarsphere, and first I'd like to say, greetings, this is Lunarsphere, and first I'd to say, people,
don't go into the rant, just
no,
go
no, no, it's not a rant, it's just, if you guys are going to send us email, We really do would appreciate it if you proofread it and just made sure that it makes sense and you're not missing any words or anything, because one thing I've discovered, and I'll get into this in more detail when I explain what we're doing for DEF CON by phone, but one thing I've discovered this last week is when you read something with horrible grammar, it really screws up the way you read it, especially if you're reading it out loud without having rehearsed it first. So, everyone, please, 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 proofread your email.
Just you know, because, you know, you'll sound cooler when you're read on air. I mean, you know,
yeah.
We're glad you're sending your email, and I'll take email in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, it's grammar, you know. Just for those of you who hang around in the forums, you know how strong grammar is, so.
Yes.
Just don't, you know, don't kick the tiger in the balls.
Me and grammar are tight, yo.
Yo, gee, homie. So let's go try this again.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to just fix the grammar, at least attempt to do it. Greetings. This is Lunarsphere, and I'd first like to say I realize my name is evil, but I make Attack of the Show look so damn bad. Well, I was wondering, Stank left the show in great hands. You and Strom, you being Black Ratchet, since you're the host, kicked ass.
Yeah.
So I guess you're the host and I'm not. You and Strom kicked ass. Strom turned me on many times, and I hope the paper comes in use for me. And I hope Yeah. Hopefully I'll hear this on episode 106. If so, can't wait till this email airs when we're all chilling in Vegas, eating sushi. Anyhow, peace, and may the Uber 1337 noobness be with you.
May the Uber... Okay. Is there such thing as 1337 noobness?
According to Lunisphere's email, it is, yeah.
It's nothing personal. It sounds kind of oxymoronic. Like, you know, you can't have one without... you can't have one and the other at the same time. They kind of cancel each other out. Matter and antimatter.
Well, you can be the leadest noob. It's kind of like being the tallest midget.
True. Very true. I didn't think of it that way. Well, anyway, you know, thanks, Lunisphere. You know, thanks for the kind words. I'm glad you understand my position as the host, because I am the host. That really is. You know, well,
I'm just a lackey, you see. I'm just here to read the email and bitch at your grammar, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. Strom and I are co-hosts, you know, and we have other people. When the other people show up, they're going to be co-hosts too. You know, Stank always prided himself on not having a hosting guest format. It's always very equal. It was just a format with two co-hosts. That's what it was. You know, they are both equals, and they could, you know, the first time I came on, Stank always told me, you know, you're a co-host, yell, scream, interject at any time. You don't have to wait until I, you know, break or pause or anything. Just go right ahead, because, you know, we can get our arguments on air. So when, you know, with Stank had co-host, and I said, you know, again, oh, it's going to drive me batty when I listen to this on the edit. So like we said, we're going to take it. We're going to continue it with more co-hosts. I guess you could say we're kind of like the Knights of the Round Table. Can't believe I actually made this analogy in the show notes, but oh well. You know, we're not going to have a head of the table. We're not going to have an end of the table. Everyone's just going to be equals in this wonderful, you know.
I think it would have been more amusing had you put that there's going to be no top and no bottom.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to. Anyway, that's what it is. We're just going to just keep everything equal, nice level playing field. We're going to have some type of utopian society for hosting shows and everything.
This week we have a veritable orgy of hosts. We're bringing in three of our good friends from somewhere in the Midwest. I think they're in a Denny's. It's DJ Sub-Zero, Epiphany, and Johnny Lightning.
All of which will be coming to DEF CON.
Yeah, they're all on their way to DEF CON. They are in a Denny's awaiting our phone call, and once we get through the emails, we will bring them on for fun DEF CON tips. In fact...
Yeah, we would have kept them on for the whole show, but with the fact they were on a mobile phone, we decided not to eat up their airtime.
Yeah, and we'd really like to get through the email without having to listen through Denny's orders in the background.
I think that would add some nice flavor to it.
Yeah, I guess we could have the email on the side of the curly fries, or...
You know, we get some guy from Iowa saying, I'd like a grand slam, please.
Yep. Here's our next email. This is like Mars Ulrich from like f***ing Metallicock. Man, you like f***ing suck. You turn Binrev into f***ing Freak Factor. Beer good, Binrev Napster your mother bad. You like f***ing suck, man. Me and my friend here, James Hatrink, will sue your penises. You f***ing suck. Metallicock f***ing rolls.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that last word is R-U-L-Z-Z, so I guess that's rolls.
Rolls. I don't know, I guess I could say rolls. I don't know.
Yeah. There's so many ways to just say that misspelled word.
Exactly. That's the wonder of leet speak and everything. Anyway, how does it feel to have a celebrity emailing us, Drum?
Wow, I don't know.
I'm personally touched.
Yes, I'm very touched.
Yes. I really didn't want to bring this email out, but it touched on a point that I said, you know, again. I'm going to, like, you know, catch myself every time I say that, and there's going to be, you know, 15 minutes of me saying, you know, plus another 15 minutes of me ranting about saying, you know.
Well, should we just bleep it out every time you say, you know? It'll be like Howard Stern on Valium.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Anyway, so I normally would have just ignored this and fired it right into the bit bucket. Well, technically, no. We don't delete any emails in BitRev. We have everything on file, which is kind of amazing, just so you know. We Stank has kept everything for the archives, just in case we need to look something back from a week or basically the first show. But what this, it does kind of bring it up, because I did hear some rumblings about, you know, making this sort of more of a free-for-all-ish type of show. What I want to say is, you know, withhold my – I did hear some rumblings of some naysayers, and what it is just, I'll say, you know, you may be right. I'm going to try some new things. Well, we're going to try some new things. You know, we did some small changes last week. We did the audio thing. You know, we're going to try to get, to like, you know, five people on the bridge at once. And, it's, you know, just – it's brave new world. We don't know what's going to happen. We're making plans to do some glaring changes in the future, namely after DEF CON and after we recover from that. Oh, boy. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit that it may not all work. And, you know, there may be some episodes where it'll be the opposite of last week. You know, I'll think we did great. Strom thinks we'll did great. We'll fire it up, and I'll be sitting in the IRC channel, and everyone will say, my God, why am I listening to this fetid pile of yaks droppings? And, you know, that's the way it goes. And at which point, you know, I'll say, okay, that didn't work. Let's go try something else. You know, we're going to trudge along, and we're going to take some risks for the show. I'm going to ask each and every one of you a favor. You know, if we do something you don't like, feel free to email me or feel free to email, you know, radio@binrev.com and say, you know, said it again. just come out and say, I didn't like what you did last week because of X. Don't you know, come out like this email saying, you know, you suck. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But why? You know, just state your position. I'll be glad to listen to it. And, you know, I may say, again, I said it, I may say, you know. That's what I may say.
I'm emailing Binrev Radio to say that damn co-host says, you know, far too much.
Yes, we're going to email ourselves live right here, and you're actually going to send that, aren't you?
Done.
Oh, goodness. I want to get a new email notification here in 2 minutes. Like I said, you know, feel free to email the show. If you don't like something we didn't do, or you think that we might do something that you just try that again. If you feel that we did something that you didn't like, you know, say come out, say it. I didn't like why you did this week. I didn't like the live call-ins because of X. Just, you know, state your reasons, and I'll listen to it. I may ignore you. I reserve my right to do that. But I'll come out, and I'll listen to it. I read every email that comes into my inbox, and I will make sure that your email is read, and, you know, I might even reply to you. That's how cool it is.
We are definitely an equal opportunity something.
Equal opportunity radio show.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
All opinions are welcome.
Are we FDIC insured?
I'm not sure if we're FDIC insured yet. However, we do have a fabulous interest rate of only 2.9% on approved credit and no payments for 90 days.
No payment trend. The Bin River. There we go. We get one of those MBNA cards where you can, like, you know, make it whatever you want. We can, like, start a Bin Rev credit card company.
Sure, sure.
They did one with the Linux Fund, which failed miserably, but anyway.
Or we can be like that mattress company here in Los Angeles where it's what is it? We'll be better than any other radio show, or your mattress is free!
Well, technically we're already free already. That's not going to work.
Yes, but instead of being free, we're free! And when you put, you know, 35 E's on the end of it, that just works fine.
Yeah, that's almost as cool as Fleet Speak.
Yeah.
Or spelling rules, R-U-L-T-Z.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Okay, so should we move on to the next email?
Yeah, I think we're drifting here.
Okay. Hello, Black Ratchet and Strom Carlson. I must congratulate you on a well-done episode 105. You did a good job in spite of some mistakes that I'm sure people have pointed out to you already. However, I think you should say fuck a couple times each show just to exercise your right to free speech. Rock on. El Topo from Sweden. And there's another one here that seems to go right with it, so...
Mm-hmm.
This one's from someone named Megatron. Hey, Black Ratchet and Strom, I just wanted to say congratulations for being the new host for BinRev. I've been listening to this show for the past year, and although I'll miss Stank and his southern humor, I can't wait to hear what the both of you have to bring to the show this next season. Good luck, bang, 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 bang.
For those who are not familiar with hacker speak, that's bangs are exclamation points.
Yes.
Well, El Topo, I don't know how you pronounce it. Like I said, once again, always, you know, include pronunciation keys. We're going to assume it's El Topo.
El Topo, okay.
El Topo, Megatron, you know, thanks. I'd like to say that these are the first email ever that was actually addressed to me rather than random co-host. I'm touched and, you know, just makes me feel all warm inside. And plus, you know, you were the first emails that I really read after I sat down and the show aired, and, you know, it kind of sunk in that, oh, wow, I guess we really didn't suck. Because I said earlier that after the show kind of thing, and we kind of screwed it up the first time, I was feeling, you know, rather sullen, as I would like to say. And, you know, after I ended up, I kind of felt cautiously optimistic, but, you know, I sat there and, you know, uploaded and everything, and it was very kind of nerve-wracking. I guess I really didn't want to screw this up, because Stank tossed keys over to me.
It's kind of like being given the keys to your father's really expensive luxury car, you know.
There we go, yes. And that's a wonderful analogy. You know, it's how many people download the episode? Stank always says, like, you know, 6,000 after a month or so. And that's a large audience to take over. And Stank did a very good job with the show. And it's very large shoes to fill. And it was very nerve-wracking, because while all you were listening to Ben Rev Radio episode 105, I was sitting at Fenway Park with my fiance, and we were sitting in row 47 in the bleachers watching the Red Sox beat the Devil Rays. Actually, no, I just realized that Ben Rev Radio changed hands from a Floridian to a Bostonian while Boston was smacking down Florida in baseball. That's kind of weird.
That's a hell of a coincidence.
Yeah, I think we should put the Twilight Zone theme on or something.
Do 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 do. See, if I sing it like that, we don't violate anyone's copyright.
Do 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 do. Do we actually? I'm not sure about that, because technically you can't sing Happy Birthday without playing royalties in a public place, can't you?
Happy Birthday.
No, we don't. This is why we always have the. This is why we always do the free outro music.
Yep.
So we don't get sued.
Yes.
So, no, I rolled in at 1 a.m. I was completely exhausted, because I was up to like 3 a.m. the previous night editing it up to upload on Tuesday. And I didn't check the email. I didn't check the – and I just got another email from BenRev at radio.com. I'm sorry, radio@benrev.com. So I think that's you. Where was I? I didn't check anything. I collapsed into bed. And, you know, when I woke up the next morning, the first thing I did was check radio@benrev.com. And I saw these two emails, and I was very pleased. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys, for being the first emails.
Yeah, and El Topo, you know, we are on a few quote-unquote real radio stations that are, like, governed by FCC radio rules. So I do try to keep my potty mouth in check, same as Stank. But I do drop the occasional F-bomb or other four-letter word. So, you know, we BenRev Radio at least tries to stay fuck-free. Oh, fuck, I just said it. Fuck, I said it again. Fuck. That's the forbidden word.
The forbidden word.
I'll have to put my Knights of Knee helmet on.
Yes. You can't say four-letter words on the radio, like four or work or word even. So.
Word, yes, it's a four-letter oomph.
It's a four-letter bleep.
Yes.
All right. On to our last ego-stroking email.
Can I read this one?
Sure, you can read this one.
Okay. I'd like to say, you know, hey, guys, I just listened to episode 105 of BenRev Radio, and it was just great. Anytime the show changes, people will wonder, you know, what is going to happen? Will it die? Will it start to suck? Will it change format? Quote, I like the way the old one was, and I don't want it to change, unquote. Well, the show seems to be in good hands. I can safely say that I listened to episode 105 from start to finish, and I enjoyed every minute of it. You guys did a great job of covering some good tech topics, but still managed to make me laugh out loud several moments during the show. The show is a balance of serious topics and fun, and you guys stopped right in and didn't miss a beat. I think we can safely say that the revolution will continue to be digitized. And who sent this email? Oh, God, that noob, Stank Dog.
Ha ha ha.
And he put in quotes under, sorry, didn't put in quotes, put in parentheses, you know, maybe you might want to save the name of the email until after you've read it. I like to say, you know, thanks, Stank, that really means a lot coming from you. I'm, for one, as a person who fajirs, that really sounded bad, so I'll just start from the beginning again.
thank you, Stank. That really does mean a lot coming from you.
Yes, it really does. I like to say mad shouts to Stank Dog, as always. I, for one, am a person, I guess you could say, I fajir the change. It's really been quite an experience diving headfirst into producing and co-hosting the show. I always really knew that he put a lot of effort into it, but I've learned over the past couple of weeks, and last week mostly, and including this week, that, wow, holy cow, did he do a lot of work. I really need to start doing my time management a little bit better and actually start planning for this slightly more than I expected to.
Yeah, well, I think the fact that, you know, last week you called me up about 10 minutes before we were going to record, and you said, hey, guess what? Remember that radio show? Yeah, we're doing it now. Oh.
I gave you fair warning. I gave you at least a couple of days. I think I told you as soon as I found out. Did you remember when we said we'll take over Bin Rev Radio? Yeah, it's happening next week.
Yeah, true, but I guess it'll... Yeah, but it's not as funny if everyone knows the real story.
No. Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. So make me look stupid by saying, oh, yeah, you called me up 10 minutes beforehand. Yeah, so I do have some type of planning. I just, you know, with the Red Sox last week and me out on Tuesday, it was more of very much a rush. And I, like I said last week, I only got the keys to the kingdom about 24 hours before recording the show. And it was quite interesting. This week is slightly more prepared, but not by much, I guess. Yes. I could say.
Yes.
And, you know, Stank, I'll say it right now. You're always have an open invite to pop on. I know he has something in the plans. He's not completely let on to me what it is. Well, I know more than you guys all do in the audience, and I'm just going to keep it that way. Ha-ha. But you're always welcome to pop on, say hi, give one of your short-sighted rants on how, you know, you like Dr. Pepper more than Coke, or it's fermented org rather than orge, or, you know, it's just those stupid things you do that everyone likes. And I'm sure he's cursing me out right now listening to this. And I'll move on. It's our only tech-related email this week. Everything else is, you know, congratulatory. And there was a lot more. I'd like to say, you know, shouts out to everyone. Thank you for sending out your, you know, words of whatever it is.
Encouragement.
Encouragement
and ranting. So keep them coming, guys.
Yeah, but we were very pleased. But also, you know, feel free to always comment on the tech side. We really didn't do much last week, but hopefully we'll get some more responses this week.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
This week's tech email. Hey, guys. I was sad to hear that Stank's leaving, but I'm glad you two are taking over. I'm sure the show is going to be... Let me start over. Hey, guys. I was sad to hear that Stank's leaving, but I'm glad you two are taking over. I'm sure the show is going to continue on, and the community just won't collapse. These articles were listed on Slashdot and provide a very interesting look at the Tor project. The first goes into some detail about how... you'll have to excuse me. I've been dictating DEFCON by phone all week, and I am just totally fried.
He's drunk. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, see, it was this morning. I said to myself, I wonder what waffles would be like with a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon, and that was just all downhill from there.
Okay. Get back to the email. We're drifting.
These articles were listed on Slashdot and provide a very interesting look at the Tor project. The first goes into some detail about how it works and gives network administrators information about blocking Tor on a network. It also goes into some detail about using Tor to circumvent firewalls in IDS. The second article goes into detail about using Tor to circumvent firewalls and to avoid detection when attacking a target host. And for those of you listening, the URL for launching attacks via Tor is tinyurl.com/8wy8. B as in ball.
8 whiskey Yanko, 8 whiskey Yankee, 8 Bravo. Yanko.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a new word.
Yanko, yeah. for when the phonetic alphabet turns into the pornographic alphabet.
That just screams for someone to make a website like that.
The pornographic alphabet. Hopefully
the other article here is the Tor, the Ying or the Yang, which is tinyurl.com/8Tango Alpha 3 Golf.
8 Tango Alpha 3 Golf.
Yes, you need to learn your phonetics, man.
I do. I only know all about SS7 instead.
Oh, I guess that's acceptable. Anyway, Tor. Tor is a double-edged sword. It's really cool. It's a really awesome way to remain anonymous. And it's very, very simple to set up. However, it's constantly being abused by people attacking, you know, servers, websites, IRC channels. it's, you know, all kinds of people doing nefarious things with the connection. I asked around to a few people I knew who was using it for set up like an actual server where people can, you know, get from the Tor network out to the, you know, great public interweb. I explained it all last week. I'm not going to launch into another discussion about it. And they apparently almost, as soon as they set it up, by the time they actually got published into the network, their internet connection went to nothing because, you know, people were actually setting up, you know, running Kazaa, running BitTorrent, you know, downloading other questionable material. It really drives me nuts. Tor is a really cool thing, in my opinion. But at the same time, you know, people are abusing it, people are using it for things that, you know, technically, yes, it was designed for, but you're really just killing the project by doing it.
Yeah, it's really immature and stupid to take a cool toy and look at it and instead say, oh, this is a cool thing to play with, here's how, you know, let me study how this works, and instead say, oh, cool, here's a tool which allows me to be an asshat without damaging my reputation.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, and I'm sure there's also people just, you know, looking for it. Oh, you know, if I download my MP3s through, you know, Tor, I won't get pursued by the RIAA. And yes, that's true. But at the same time, you're basically killing someone's internet connection by making them download all these files. And plus, you know, if for some odd reason the RIAA, you know, sets up and, you know, busts this person, you're responsible. And, you know, yes, it'll eventually get sorted out in the courts. But at the same time, you know, courts, when you're going to the courts, that costs money with lawyers because, you know, you're forcing this person to hire a lawyer and, you know, go through the effort of trying to clear their name.
Moral of the story, grow up and don't be an asshat.
Yes, that's always good. I always look at it as, you know, caller ID spoofing, that always goes the same way, you know. It fell into the hands of a couple of bad apples, and all of a sudden people get SWAT teams showing up at their houses because they quote-unquote, called 911 and said, you know, oh, my God, horrible things are happening here. It drives me batty. And, you know, it's what it was designed for, yes, but at the same time, like what Strom said, don't be an asshat about it. Be responsible. Anyway.
All right. Let's bring in our co-host for the week.
Okay.
Let me look up the number here.
Hello, party.
What's up, guys?
And we have here...
This is Sub-Zero. What's up, man?
Hey, Sub-Zero. What's going on? Welcome to Binary Revolution Radio, episode 106.
Yes, 106.
Thank you. We're just chilling here in Chicago right now. And by we, I mean, I have Tiffany with me, Johnny Lightning, and my brother, otherwise known as The Foot.
The foot.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that's a pretty inventive handle.
That's a cool handle. I like it.
Yeah. It's one syllable, so.
That's two syllables.
Yeah, yeah. He, it was a group effort of coming up with a handle for him.
Yeah.
The decision was unanimous.
So what? It's you, Johnny Lightning, The Foot, and Epiphany, right?
Yeah, we're waiting for DJ Moloff. He's on his way back from Puerto Rico right now.
Oh, sweet, sweet. So we've got six on the radio show now, and we may even have a seventh before the show's out.
Is he walking from Puerto Rico? That could be a while.
No, he's flying in. We're like chilling around the airport area. We just got done eating at Denny's, and we were just chilling there. You know, some huge storm passed by, so like we walked out to check it out, and now we're just in my van. We're in the Shaggin' Wagon, and you guys will see it at DEF CON, but it's pretty fucking sweet.
What is it, the Shaggin' Wagon?
Yeah, you guys will see. You guys will understand when you see it. It's
yet another reason for people to go to DEF CON.
Yeah, so you can see the amazingly awesome Shaggin' Wagon.
Yeah, Sub-Zero Shaggin' Wagon. We got like some disco lights in here, and like we got a bed in the back. Oh, it's fucking sweet, man.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a fucking like fridge in here, and we got a DVD player hookup and a TV hookup, and we're fucking set.
Okay.
We're ready.
Oh, but by the way, since this is actually going to be broadcast on Real Radio, can I ask you not to say fuck?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
they can edit it out.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm going to have to bleep that all out, but
whatever.
But yeah, please try and keep it at least PG-13.
Yes, okay, I'll try.
Anyway, so Sub-Zero, the topic for tonight is con survival tips and or stories. So what do you have to bring to the table?
All right, let's see. About 2 years ago, DEF CON, about 2 years ago, me and my friend Goober GLX, we were out at DEF CON, and we got there early, like on Thursday for pre-registration. And like we were sitting around, walking around Alexis, you know, and they had nothing like tied down or anything. But there were some guys that were sitting there with some moonshine, and like they wouldn't let you pass unless you like drank some moonshine. I recommend to anybody that comes across people looking or like making you drink moonshine, don't drink the moonshine. Like, I scaved unharmed because, like, it was pretty, like, nice of them. They're just like, oh, you don't have to drink it. I'm like, all right. But they're like, my friend, they're like, you have to drink double because he's not drinking it. And he, like, it was, like, the worst smelling alcohol I've ever smelled ever. It was ridiculous.
Well, moonshine does have a, you know, a reputation for that. What can we say? I'm sure. See, this is the kind of episode that Stank would have liked to get on because he's from down south. I'm sure he's made moonshine at one point in his life.
I think the good general rule is pretty much if you didn't buy the drink yourself or you don't know exactly where the drink came from, don't ingest it.
Yes, because you can't. Yeah. You know, people can make their own beers. I've had a couple of very good microbrews, but just, you know, I personally, if someone offered me a nice microbrew at the edge of Alexis Park, there's the major problem. At DEF CON, I don't think I would have drank it.
Yeah. I mean, not so much even the fact that the quality of the drink would be poor. It's also, you know, if someone says, hey, here, have this, you know, it may contain some sort of chemical that you may not want to be ingesting.
Here, have an apple.
Yeah.
White.
It was pretty, I think the worst part about it was that it was, like, 8 in the morning. And, like, they were just sitting out there. They were, like, already drunk by the time we showed up. And, like, they were just like, you guys have to have some. And if it wasn't because it was 8 in the morning, I probably would have had some. But, like, it just made my friend kind of queasy for, like, a while.
Well, technically, I will say for the record that I have been drunk at 8 in the morning before, but it was usually because I was drinking the night before. And I just, you know, technically it wasn't 8 in the morning. It was still, you know, 8 of the previous day for me.
Yeah, definitely. That's how it was for me, too. I've done the whole 24-hour accidentally being drunk thing. Accidentally, quote-unquote.
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah, right.
I think what we should do is launch into con survival tips, and then we'll start with the stories.
Oh, really? That sounds good. We'll probably edit this up.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So
anyway, my three con survival tips for DEF CON, at least. I've only been to one computer convention so far, which was last year's DEF CON. However, I do have some vast experience with going to anime conventions because my other hobby is Japanese animation. And it's amazing what people will do going down to these, you know, conventions. Basically, what I've done before is I've survived an entire weekend on ramen and Coke. This was while I was at college, right, and I was young and stupid, but it does work. You can, you know, ramen is a very good, you know,
very good source of very cheap starch.
Yeah, exactly. And it does fill you right up, and it's easy to make, and the best thing about it is that it's easy to pack. I can fill up an entire half a suitcase with clothes and then another half with ramen and other types of assorted food and drink.
And that'll only cost you like $3 worth of ramen.
Yes, and that's great.
Ramen noodles are like, what, 13 cents?
It's
yeah,
amazing.
They're 10 cents a packet at Safeway.
Wow, 10
yeah,
cents.
That's definitely like extra meal.
Yeah, well, I was buying them near my college, so they probably like upped them like 15, if I remember correctly. You know, that whole these stores that say, "Oh yeah, we're a college supermarket." No, you're a convenience store at the prices you charge.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes, but it's amazing. You can survive for an insanely cheap amount of money on ramen and other, you know, pre-packaged things. You just got to bring your food with you. And I'm probably going to be doing that. I'm probably going to be running out to a Las Vegas supermarket while I'm at DEF CON this year, and going out and buying some various foodstuffs, so I don't have to go and buy the $18 sandwiches they have.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Canned good items, you know, they're pretty good.
Repeat that?
The canned good items? Like, what I've done before is, like, a can of, like, green beans. Like,
oh, canned items. Canned items.
Yes, okay.
Canned items.
Yeah. Go, like, in and get, like, some ranch dressing from, like, I don't know, like Wendy's or something like that, and just like throw a thing of ranch in the green beans and just like mix it up. It's good.
That's cool.
That's interesting.
Hey, yeah. Are you guys at the airport, right?
We are close to the airport. We're not at the airport right now.
Oh, okay. No, because I was going to say if you're at the airport, we could call you back on a payphone. You could be more intelligible.
Oh well.
Oh, you and your ULAW, they're fine. We'll just edit them out a little bit. We'll just edit the two or three times they had to say that out.
Okay.
I just have to do a lot of editing tonight. That's all it is. We're actually doing very well on time. Anyway, the other tip that I have, this is more geared toward DEF CON, is drink lots of water. You get dehydrated intensely fast out there. For me, it was amazing. I literally went through about 3 gallons of water out there for one weekend.
Oh, yeah. Vegas is very hot and very dry.
And actually, yes, Strom should know this. He lived in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I used to live there for about 10 years. But, yeah, Vegas is very, very hot and very, very dry. Drink lots and lots and lots and lots of water. Don't drink so much water that that you start to actually flush all the salts out of your system. But do drink enough water to where you're not thirsty, because you're going to be sweating like a pig.
Yes, and also the wonderful thing about that, the other thing about this is, you know, really you don't want to walk anywhere where the sun is out. I learned my lesson. I'll go reiterate this when we reach the con stories, but it's very hard to walk out in the sun because it's 110 degrees, and you look. My friends and I, we walked out to the strip thinking it was a good idea. We looked at the end like Lawrence of Arabia, you know. Basically, all we lacked was the camels. And the other thing about this is that... go ahead.
I was going to say, people start drinking alcohol, and, like, that dehydrates you so fast. So especially if you're drinking alcohol at DEF CON, you definitely need to start drinking water.
Mm-hmm. But the other cool part about that is that you get drunk for really cheap.
That's true.
Yeah, because, you know, your body absorbs that alcohol like there was no tomorrow. And I had one beer, and that's the first time I've ever gotten a buzz off of one beer. And it was cheap beer, too. It wasn't anything good. It was like Budweiser.
I have some drunk stories from DEF CON.
That's not a real beer. That's just some weak American imitation beginning with B.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. Anyway, my other thing is a beer bigot is coming out, too. Plus, you know, speaking of walking anywhere, a city block in Las Vegas is bigger than a city block in Boston. When I heard, the strip is like 3 blocks from the hotel, I assumed there were Boston-sized blocks. Boston blocks, they're big, but they're not as big as the ones in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Boston was designed in 1700s. Las Vegas was designed in 1950s, where there were cars.
Yeah, the city blocks in Las Vegas are gigantic. You go forever between traffic lights.
It's amazing. Yeah. But once the sun goes down, go right ahead.
Also, Las Vegas is not really a pedestrian-friendly city. You're going to be at the Alexis Park, but to walk to the Strip is a hell of a schlep. I mean, you can walk up and down the Strip, and that's kind of sort of pedestrian-friendly, but even so, the Strip is one of the most pedestrian-friendly places in Vegas, and it's still inhospitable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, I'll say for the record, don't eat at Chinese food buffets. Or at least one Chinese food buffet, of which I don't remember what the name was. It was on the Strip, though.
I think it's King Buffet. No, King? Never mind.
I'm sure there's more than one Chinese food buffet out there, and rather than try to target one out, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
That'll be part of our story later.
There is a really good Japanese all-you-can-eat buffet with all-you-can-eat sushi. It's called Makino, and it's I forget exactly where it is, but if you want to look it up in the Yellow Pages, Makino, Makino.
Is that where we're going?
Shameless plug.
No, we're going to a different sushi restaurant of better quality.
Oh, okay.
Binary Revolution forums.
Yeah.
We're having a forum get together. If you haven't RSVP'd yet, sorry, you lose.
Yeah. But all the cool kids are having a forum get together, and we figured instead of just getting together and hanging out at like Denny's or something really pathetic like that, we'd go and have some sushi at a really, really awesome sushi place that I know of in Vegas. We're all caravanning down to the sushi place.
And if you're coming, we hope to see you there. We'll be very happy.
Yes.
So, Strom, do you have any survival tips?
Oh, plenty, plenty, plenty of survival tips. The first thing, you're going to be there for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 6 or 7 or possibly even 8 days. Because, A, you're going to sweat a lot. B, you're going to spill all over yourself. C, you're going to stink, and it's just a generally good idea to bring lots and lots of extra clothes.
Amen.
That was one of the ones I was going to say.
Oh yeah. And I mean, hackers are kind of known for being unhealthy and stinky. You can't do anything about the unhealthiness. You maybe could do something about the scraggly looking thing, but you can certainly do something about the stinkiness. Take multiple showers if you think you're starting to stink.
Don't push the stereotype.
Yes, please, for the love of God. If you know, you're going to be in a confined space with other people, and trust me, nobody wants to sit next to you and smell your sweat and vomit from the last 2 days.
I must say, I never actually smelt vomit down there, but I have felt, oh, God. When you get to Sunday, some people smell ripe.
Yeah.
And more than a few times I've smelt somebody and say, is that a homeless person?
Oh, yeah.
It gets bad.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories from my goon friends who tell me they have found people who literally, like, you know, have been walking around. They found one guy on, I think, Saturday or Sunday who was walking around. And he had what looked like encrusted vomit all the way down his shirt, as if he'd vomited and then passed out in the vomit face down and woken up the next day.
Ew.
Yeah. So,
and this would be a survival tip, too. Don't ever pass out at DEFCON.
Oh, yes, yes. We'll get into that in a bit. We'll get into that as soon as I finish the story. So, but they told him, you know, is that vomit on your shirt? Yeah. Well, do you have anything you can change into? No, this is the only shirt I brought. So they literally demanded that he go to the vendor area, buy a new T-shirt, and then have his friends take him back to the hotel room and make him shower for an entire hour.
That's crazy.
In their goons, they will do this.
Yes. So, yeah, the other tip, do not pass out at DEF CON in a public place. Only pass out in your room. We have photographs of one of the people who we all know and love, Lucky 225, from, I think this is DEF CON 9. Oh, by the way, this is also another thing. Memories fade, but digital photographs, especially humorous digital photographs, never die. So,
let's not bring that up. I was going to say, I have some good photographs of you, man.
Of me? Oh, yeah. There's one of me floating around from a couple of years ago where I've got some Western Electric manuals in my hand, and I've got a sign. I think I still have the sign somewhere around here, and it's just handwritten and says, Broke Freak, Bell System Manuals for Sale, Donations Accepted.
Yeah,
I would have bought that. That's actually the first picture I ever saw of you.
Oh, sweet. But anyway.
You got some good money from that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think people just eventually gave me enough so that I could buy my convention ticket.
Yeah.
I would have bought the Bell System manuals off you.
Oh, sweet. Well, I think I've still got duplicates, so.
Ooh.
So, yes. But anyway, getting back to my story. Lucky 225, I think this was a DEF CON 9 or something. He got more than a little wasted and passed out. So some of the people who he still to this day considers his friends, decided that it would be a fun idea to tie him up. So in the sequence of photographs, there's, you know, you first see him being tied up with Cat 5 cable, nonetheless.
Cat 5 tails?
No, Cat 5 cable.
Oh.
Actual Ethernet cables.
Yeah, you meant a joke there, but anyway.
I was going to let it slide.
Come on, it was a good joke.
It was a good joke in retrospect. Yes, it was. But anyway, so you see Lucky in these photos. He starts to get tied up with Cat 5 cable. And then they get out the makeup. And they put him in very red lipstick and extraordinarily blue eyeshadow. And really thick eyeshadow, too. Like, think 1960s eyeshadow. Like, really, like late 1960s heavy, heavy eyeshadow.
Yeah.
So, and then, if this weren't bad enough, you know, so he's there, they've got photos of them using him as a computer desk. You know, they're sitting on top of him using their laptop.
I want my own Lucky 225 computer desk.
Hey, everyone can have one. They're now at IKEA, don't you know? They come in flat pack so you can assemble it yourself.
I don't think Lucky would fit in there.
Perhaps. No, I don't think so either. But, And so then, if that's not bad enough, then they get out the Sharpie and they start writing things all over him.
Ooh.
I forget exactly what got written on his face and his forehead, but
if I would suggest, it was probably toned or fear.
No, it was worse than that. It was something like I got raped by so and so, or, you know, just really, really demeaning phrases, and I'm so-and-so's bitch. And And this was written in permanent Sharpie marker, so it took about a week for that to come off his face.
You.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome if it doesn't happen to you. Look at it that way.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen to you, it's awesome, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
My story about this is, this was last year when I went to DEF CON. My two friends and I, we went all down to DEF CON, and we were all leaving that morning. And we walked out, and it was Monday morning, and we were getting onto the plane at like 8 a.m. And this guy, you know, we're walking through the courtyard of the Exos Park, and this guy comes up to you, "Are you getting on the so-and-so freeway?" And I turn around, and he just has everything written on his face. And I just look at him and go, "No." And he, all of a sudden, he turns around, and like he has like, you know, stickers all over his pants. And I just thought he was a really weird guy until I saw the photos online of the same person. What's happening to him?
Wow.
And with the Sharpie marker and the stickers, and they did some other things that I can't remember right now, but wow, that was a bit of a shock, especially early in the morning before coffee.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, that's crazy. I have a story about that too, but it's not from DEF CON, it's from Hope.
Hey, close enough, tell it.
Alright, we were sitting there, like, this past Hope. It was me, Epiphany, Natis, and there were some other people there too. And one person, he shall remain nameless, he just passed out in this lobby. Like, we were on the 10th floor of the Pennsylvania, and, like, he passed out in the lobby, like, right next to the elevators. So, like, me and Epiphany went and got, like, bottles, like, the empty bottles of, like, the alcohol that we were drinking, and, like, we put it, like, under his arm and, like, one next to his face and everything like that. And I think, like, security, like, was coming up, like, right as we were, like, coming down.
Oh.
And, like, had to, you know. It was hilarious. We have pictures somewhere. It was awesome.
Did security do anything?
I think they just, like, woke him up. Like, we walked by, like, he was way past that. Like, we could move him around anywhere, and he was, like, wouldn't wake up. So, like, I think security, like, woke him up and, like, made him leave. Because, like, we went back, like, 15, 20 minutes later, and he was gone.
Probably taken to the hospital with his stomach pumped.
Yes.
But, hey, Epiphany, did we have the picture of Captain Crunch, too, that we put next to his face? I think we put that one picture of Captain Crunch next to his face, too.
Which one's that? Captain Crunch is watching you poop?
Yeah.
Of course. One of Strom's favorites.
So, yeah, it was pretty fun. Now I know not to pass out ever.
Yes. Yes. Another thing. Not to do at DEF CON or any convention really is don't do anything extraordinarily stupid, and doubly so, don't let anyone photographing you do it. There is a photograph of someone who is now, for reasons which you'll see in a minute, is banned permanently from ever coming back to DEF CON.
Ouch.
He's standing on the payphone enclosure with a crowbar, crowbarring the payphone off the wall.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yeah. And
speaking of payphones, yapple.org is still up.
Yes, go to yapple.org and submit your payphones.
I'll be doing all the payphones at the Alexis Park. I didn't do them last year because I was too busy, but oh, they will be done this year. Oh, yes.
Sweet. But, I think the guy who crowbarred the payphone off of the wall got about halfway through the lobby before security started to chase him. And I think that phone just ended up in the pool.
Wow.
Again, kids, don't be an asshat. Don't do this kind of
don't
stuff.
Be an asshat. Yet another fun handy tip for DEF CON. Don't put – let me try and figure out how I can put this in terms that are suitable for radio. Don't put your body part into orifices that are not your own. Unless you feel that the risk is acceptable or you're using protection or you brought the orifice with you.
It's you know how we were talking about the moonshine earlier? Same kind of strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you know it's safe, okay. Just be sure it's safe.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of being probed and everything, another thing for basically any type of security convention out there And in some cases, anime conventions. I'm not going to say how I know this, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Be careful what you transmit over the network. People are very trusting sometimes, and you know, my friend and I, when we went down last year, we were incredibly paranoid about getting anywhere near any type of electronic device and doing any type of sensitive information. With the ATM, we walked not into the Alexis Park. We didn't do that one, of course not. We didn't even go to the one to the Hard Rock Cafe. We found one that was as far as humanly possible away from DEF CON, you know, just so we could use it and feel somewhat a wee bit more safe.
Well, I have a story about this. Like, that same morning while we were sitting there waiting for, like, the pre-registration to start, like, we were in the lobby, like, I think it was, like, after the moonshine thing. We were just sitting there chilling, and, like, all of a sudden, these, like, three kids, they were probably, like, 15, 14 years old, they, like, walk into the lobby. The first thing they see is this, like, ATM there. It's, like, not a registered ATM to anybody. It's just, like, one of those generic ones.
One of those private ATMs,
like,
yeah.
Yes.
They charge
you, like, $15 to use
it. Yeah, yeah. They, like, walk up to it, like, within, like, a minute. They have it, like, own. Like, the administrator panel is up, and they just, like, walk away laughing. And I'm just like, okay, not using the ATM around here.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And
my friend tells me that last year that ATM in the lobby, which I guess is like the most infamous ATM in all of hackerdom now, but the ATM in the lobby, he looked at the back, and there's a phone line coming out of it with four bridge taps coming off of it.
Oop, I think he dropped.
Yeah, it sounds like he dropped off. Let me attempt to get him back. And there we go.
Hey, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah, sorry. There's like a huge storm outside right now coming through, and like it just.
Oh, well, hopefully it won't get dropped again.
No, we're good now.
So where were we? We were talking about
the owned ATM. Your friend was looking at the back of it.
Sorry,
in the beginning.
Right.
We can edit all this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, those kids like just walked up to the ATM and like. 2 minutes later, they had it owned, administrator panel up and everything, and, like, they were just walking around, and, like, I went up and, like, checked it out, and there was just, like, access to everything. Like, you could, it was pretty nuts. Like, that was, like, my first DEF CON experience, actually, ever.
It's kind of disturbing that ATMs even have that panel in the first place, but, okay.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went to use the ATM last year, you know, thought maybe it was safe, but he looked at the back, and the phone line coming out of the ATM had not one, not two, but four bridge taps coming out of it, going off to parts unknown.
That'd be fun to follow those.
Yes. But, like, the interesting thing was that it wasn't just, you know, four bridge taps on the phone line. There were bridge taps on bridge taps.
Wow.
There was, like, one
but
bridge
like,
tap coming off the phone line, and then someone had bridge tapped the bridge tap.
You know, I'm actually curious how many – go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, like, I thought, like, ATMs had protection against that. So, like, if they sensed that there was, like, more than, like, one connection or, like, I don't, like, I always thought there was, like, something, like, a safety or, like, a safe.
You'd not
think, right?
A line tap, I would assume. Well, plus, also, these aren't, quote-unquote, real ATMs. They're the, you know, stupid, silly ATMs that charge you $15, like we said. And so, you know, you never know. You might get some code grinder from, I'm going to say it out loud. I'm not trying to insult anybody here. You might get some code grinder from India who, you know, doesn't even think of that.
Who is this? No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah. So, the other thing is, speaking of security, is this story came from Natus. He was also going to be on the show this evening, but he's feeling sick. So, hey, Natus, I hope you're feeling better by the time this airs.
Yeah.
He was, you know.
You need to get better, man.
Yeah, oh God, I hope he gets better before DEF CON. That's what really freaks me out.
That would really suck to have a sick Natus at DEF CON or no Natus at DEF CON.
Yeah, well, I think he's coming hell or high water. I hope so. But anyway, I hope he feels better. He was telling me that I think this might have been at DEF CON. This could have been at HOPE. I don't know. He was, you know, he signed on to AIM and, you know, popped on to AIM, started talking to one of his friends, and his friends IM'd him back saying, hey, do you know so-and-so? And he said, just this random screen name. No, what do you mean? I don't know anybody named so-and-so. Well, he just pasted me our entire IM conversation.
Hey, Scott, we
obviously
have a similar We had a similar situation like that at DEF CON, remember?
Didn't we like sniff someone's AIM password and we pretended to be them or something?
Yeah, we were like logged on at the same time, and like whoever we were talking to like was so confused because like they like didn't know who exactly they were talking to. Like we'd say something and like they would write back, and they like the other person wouldn't understand like why they were writing or saying what they were saying. It was like so freaking funny.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
And,
The DEF CON network, there's a huge Wi-Fi network, but it's the most insecure thing you can ever possibly hope to connect your computer to.
I wouldn't call it insecure. It's just incredibly booby-trapped. My perfect term for it is, for anyone who's ever watched Mad Max and sort of like, you know, the lawful, unlawful land that's left over after the post-apocalyptical word that they have there, that's what it is. It's, you know, people just, you know, biker gangs roving along sniffing your password and, you know, people smacking each other around and port scans galore. It's interesting. And Alexis Park has its own wired network that you can get into, and even that is just
a major
interesting
disaster.
As to word again. Yes.
Yeah.
By the second day, it's slow as all heck. I mean, it works and it's okay, but at the same time, you know someone's watching you, that you don't want them watching you.
I think I've heard stories to the effect that people will get there, you know, before con starts and set up a desktop computer with a huge hard drive in it and plug it into the network and just log all the traffic that goes over the network. And keep
it
for posterity.
I'm sure it should be simple. Just basically art poison the entire thing.
Oh yeah.
I'm curious what kind of network they have over there. I know what kind of network they have over there, but I'm curious as to if they've actually, you know, someone comes along and takes a precaution before this convention shows up.
there is something called the Wall of Sheep.
Yes, the Wall of Sheep. I was just about to get into that. Would you like to explain this?
Yeah, I'll explain it. What the Wall of Sheep is pretty much there are people who they sit there and they watch the network, and anytime they see a password to some sort of unsecure protocol, an email password or an FTP password or an AIM password or something of the effect go past, they put it up on the Wall of Sheep.
And the Wall of Sheep is a giant projector screen that has all of your passwords listed along with your username.
Yeah.
And they have been kind. They actually started asterisking out the like the middle portion of your password. So your real password isn't there, but you look at it sometimes, you say, well, that one's that word, the other one's this word, that one's that word.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have, like, fun comments making fun of you. That's the other fun part. The one that stuck out in my mind was they had, like, you know, pop three, you know, username passwords, and the comment was, he calls himself a security expert. Ha!
No, like, one thing to clarify, though, they're not going to be, like, sitting there and, like, trying to decrypt your passwords. Anything plain text over the network is going to get...
Yeah, anything that's just sitting out there, they'll grab the low-hanging fruit. But at the same point, these are the official, quote-unquote official stuff that they do, and you know there's someone out there sniffing all your passwords and running John the Ripper on them. There has to be. Some script kiddie with nothing better to do than sniff the network in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. If you're going to DEF CON, if you're going all the way to Vegas to go to DEF CON, you're spending all that money, socialize with people.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. There are, I mean, you'll see this. There are people, you know, lining the hallways with their laptops. You will walk past a person for the entire weekend who just is there playing with the laptop, sitting in the same position, not moving.
Yeah.
And at the same point, you know, you may whip out your laptop, you may start using it, but like, I don't know who, someone was talking about it on IRC. I'm not going to drop names. I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to say it. And they were saying, well, geez, how do I sign into IRC from DEF CON? And my password's going to get sniffed. And my response was, why are you signing into IRC at all?
Mm-hmm.
I may pop in there occasionally to check my messages, see if anyone's messaged me or something. But at the same point, you know, why? I don't care. I'm not going to talk to the people. I'm in Las Vegas. I'm going to be hanging out with Strom. Strom is cool. And Sub-Zero.
Exactly.
Sub-Zero is also cool.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be hanging out in the Shaggin' Wagon.
Yeah, dude. We'll have a mini party in the Shaggin' Wagon.
Yeah, we'll get some booze out with us.
Yeah.
I'll bring all my phones. We'll have a phone party.
Have you guys ever seen Bang Bus?
Okay, no, we're not going there. This is a PG-rated show.
Leave that out.
No, we'll leave that in there. We'll just leave it at that. If you want to find out what that is, that's, you know, email subzero at, what's your email address?
comes at binroad.com.
There you go. We're all set there.
Yeah. I'm going to get like 50 million emails. What the hell is... Never mind.
Yeah. So, but I mean, even if you see someone there, you know, hanging out on their laptop, you know, sit down next to them, you know, strike up a conversation. Sure, they might just, you know, scream and run away, but hey, at least try to. That's something that last year, I mean, I hung out with my friends, and, you know, nothing personal of them, of course. John, Justin, you know, you're cool. One of the things is I never met anybody. I never actually sat around and started talking to people, and that's something I'm not good at, I will admit, but... I'm going to at least attempt to socialize a little more and meet some of the people that I've heard of.
And you will meet tons of interesting people. It's a once-a-year opportunity because you're there with thousands of other people who share exactly the same interests that you do. And, you know, it's a chance to meet these people in person. It's a chance to make friends. I've, you know, kept in touch with many friends that I made at DEF CON, and it's really a cool thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I took the step of printing up business cards with all my contact information on them. If anyone wants a signed business card, just, you know, come up and say hi to me. I'll be the chunky guy there wearing black.
I may not...
that really narrows it down.
Did you get your business cards from?
You know, I procrastinated too much, and I turned them in to the printing shop just under the wire, so that if they may be ready on Wednesday...
I hope they do.
Yeah,
maybe we'll run to Kinko's or something and, you know, print them up on their laser printer or something.
Yeah. Well, if by Wednesday it looks like they're not going to be ready, I'll just run to Staples or something and grab business cards and print them up on my laser printer here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were going to do some as well, but, like, we just procrastinated. We had so many other things going on that we never got around to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did some work for a friend of a friend, and she rewarded me with a $100 Staples gift certificate. So I was like, oh, what the hell am I going to spend this on? Oh, shit, they have printing there. I can go make business cards. So I show up, and I say, you know, I'd like to buy, like, 100 business cards, please. Oh, well, we can't do 100 business cards. So we can only do 1,000. Oh, okay, so I have this huge stack of business cards now, and I'm probably going to plow through, you know, at the most a tenth of them. I'll be, like, tossing the people I don't even know. Here, email me. Just take a business card. I want to look cool.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm going to, like, I don't know, here's a story, like, that happened to me at DEF CON, at least, like, Epiphany in January, too. We were, like, walking around. It was, like, before Hacker Jeopardy one night, and, like, we were chilling outside, and, like, I was doing some magic stuff to, like, this one guy in front of us and, like, lying to get into Hacker Jeopardy. And, like, he started talking to me, and, like, we did some small chit-chat stuff. And he's like, hey, he's like, I work for a small chip company. And we're like, oh, you know, like, potato chips? He's like, no, like, computer chips. And we're like, oh, cool. We're like, what company? He's like, I don't know if you guys heard of it. He's like, Intel. And we're like, no, you don't work for Intel. And, like, he whipped out business cards and, like, this senior security analyst from, like, Intel, like, was just talking to us, and, like, he handed out his business cards to us and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you meet amazing people there. I'm nosy on conversations. I like to, like, you know, people watch. That was one of my favorite things to do there. And, you know, you see people from all walks of life there. Like, you know, and you'll even run into feds. Dum-dum-dum.
Yeah.
As everyone, like, cowers underneath their table looking for the Fed.
Yes.
And one of the games you can play there is Spot the Fed. Identify the Fed and win a prize.
Oh, yes. I think you had an I spotted the Fed t-shirt or something.
I think that is, and I believe the Fed gets a I am the Fed
t-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirt, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. All right. And if you are a Fed and you're listening to this and you want, and I think they did that last year, I'm not sure if they do it again this year, but if you want an I am the Fed t-shirt but you don't really want to be spotted as the Fed, you can just go to them and say, hey, here's my business card, I am a Fed, can I have a t-shirt?
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to, like, the last day to, like, you know, walk around with a t-shirt anyway.
Oh, yes, I am the Fed. DEF CON is also a place where you can show off your
t-shirts up.
I'm sorry?
Try that again?
I was going to say, let's make some fake t-shirts up that say I'm a Fed or, like, I was spotted or something like that. Like, walk
fake
around
t-shirt.
With people.
No,
yeah.
Make some t-shirts say, I am the feed.
I am the feed.
Just make people double take.
Yes. DEF CON is also a place where you can show off any really cool projects that you've been working on. And something that Ratchet and I have been working on somewhat feverishly, especially for the last couple of weeks, but we've had this idea for a bit, is called DEF CON by phone.
Actually, you know what we never did? We never did personal hacking stories. You want to, like, you know, try to splice that in?
Personal hacking stories?
Yes. I think we went straight into the DEF CON stuff.
I don't have any really intriguing personal hacking stories.
Yes, you do. You have DEF CON by phone.
Well, I'm segueing into that now.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll edit this out. 1:22:09.
Wow, it's 1 hour and 20 minutes already, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're doing great.
Sweet. Anyway, DEF CON is also a great place to show off any cool projects you may have been working on. And one of the things that Ratchet and I have been working on is called DEF CON by phone. And I got this idea last year. You know, I said, you know, I misplaced my paper schedule, and the paper schedule was wrong anyway. And I said to myself, it would be really cool if I could somehow, you know, have a dynamically updated version of the schedule online or over the phone or something. So what DEF CON by phone is just that. It's an interactive telephone schedule. You call it up and you can find out what's coming up, you know, in the next hour or two. Or you can set up an account and have it call you back to remind you that shows that you want to see are going to happen.
It's pretty cool. I did most of the coding on this. I'll toot my own horn, but I got to say, this is pretty neat. I thoroughly enjoyed this. It's very useful. It's like one of the first quote-unquote useful projects I've ever done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I've been involved incredibly heavily with it because I'm the voice of DEF CON by phone. I have been standing in front of my microphone for, you know, dozens and dozens of hours just recording the schedule into the microphone. And let me tell you, my brain is fried, and I still have, you know, half the descriptions to get through.
Half of them? Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to have them. I'm going to try and have all the descriptions done ahead of time. But if we don't, maybe we can just, you know, have a few missing or ignore them completely for this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it works out to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the other thing I've been working on, too. I guess we're sort of segueing into a personal hacking stories after the main topic. But I've been doing most of the DEF CON by phone stuff. I've been fixing a lot of the stuff that we've broken because we used to run it on my dev server, and we've moved actually up to the production server. And I've been working on the code to fix certain things. And there was a lot of, like, you know, little kludges that I've done to fix stuff that don't work anymore. It shouldn't work. It shouldn't be done. That's the way it is. And I've been, the OCD of me has been, you know, making me fix that. And I've been integrating all of Strom sayings, and I've been working on the administrative interface. It's a pretty complex project. I didn't expect it to be this tough.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be this much recording, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think originally we were thinking about show descriptions when we were thinking about how much stuff we had to do.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Are you have a whole show description on there, too?
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, let me pull up. Should I pull up and three-way in one of the descriptions?
Actually, you know what I think you should do? I think you should talk about Tool.
Oh, yeah, Tool.
Because you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. These descriptions, I'm pretty much reading them in as they appear on the DEF CON website. And it looks like as they appear on the DEF CON website is pretty much what the speakers submitted to DEF CON.
Yeah.
And for the most part, they're easy to read, but I don't have time to proofread all of these before dictating them in. And so I just pretty much pick up the copy, hit record, and start reading. And there are some of these that are, to put it mildly, not the most well-written pieces of prose ever. There are typos, there are grammar errors, there are things that just totally screw me up. There's one, I don't remember exactly which one it was, but it says, something or other is a tool that allows you to do something or something.
and we have a sound clip of him going, so-and-so is a tool, and all of a sudden you just hear him stop. Tool? What the hell is that?
Let me see if I've got it.
You should have left that in as like the original, then.
Here it is. Here's tool.wave. Let me pull this. Let me play this here.
As part of the talk, I will release a tool. A tool? What the hell?
Could you hear that?
Yes, that came out okay on my end.
Let me do it one more time, just for the record.
As part of this talk, I will release a tool. A tool? What the hell?
So, yes, you know, go to the talk, get a tool.
A tool, tool. There's a whole bunch of outtakes of me making recordings. And what I think I'm going to do is, if you're coming to DEF CON and you're coming to the Asterisk talk, I'm probably going to give away a copy or two of the DEF CON by phone outtakes reel on CD.
Nice.
You know, I think we should actually, we might play the, depending on how well it's taken and how what people think of it, we may play it on Bin Rev Radio next week. And I think we're starting to run out of time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 25 minutes and so on.
So, yeah. So, Sub-Zero, do you have any personal hacking stories? What have you been up to lately?
We have a lot. I'm personally involved in two huge projects right now that I really can't say anything about. They'll be released, though, like, right after DEF CON or shortly after. We're going to be doing one actually at DEF CON and directly after, like, this following week. But
okay, can you give us a hint of what they might be?
It gives it away, man.
Oh, wow. I'm excited.
Yeah, we have some big things, like, going on. You guys will like it.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm
actually curious what the hell it is, but
I'm gonna say, okay, I'll give you one hint. It has to do with my avatar in the forums.
Okay, so that would be forums.binrev.com, and it's sub-0-1037?
Yep.
Okay, so I actually don't remember what your avatar is. I'm going to have to check that out after the show. So for everyone else, that's what you're going to do.
DJ Mollusk has the same avatar, and then there's a reoccurrence of it in one of Doug's avatars. So you guys check that out. And I think I have a thread started like a while ago. It's kind of like Doug now, or like in deep, but it's whoever can come up with what it actually means or, like, what it actually stands for will win the prize. And, like, we'll get, like, recognition within our project and stuff.
Wow. Well, okay. I'm curious what the hell this is now. So, anyway, so that'll be released after DEF CON, whatever those two things are. And
yep.
We'll be waiting with – are they going to be announced on the forums, or is there someplace we can look?
One will be announced on the forums. One's a Geek Love radio project that we're working on.
Okay.
And that's actually going to be released in January and February. We're working on it right now. That's more of a deeper project, and that's going to be way bigger than anything like we've ever done. So that's like taking a while right now to work on. But this other project we have with the forums avatar thing, that's going to be released, and we're going to be doing stuff with that. It's going to be cool. You guys will see.
Okay, so I will hopefully tell you what. As soon as I find out what it is, I'll remember to announce that on MinRev Radio, so everyone listening at home can figure it out.
Sounds good.
All right. Announcements. Okay, well, actually, you know, DEF CON, same as last week, you know, it's going to start running Friday to Sunday this weekend, and we're going to have two major things out there. It's going to be Stromanai's talk, which is Saturday 7 to 9, and actually, hold on, we'll find out what that is.
Parthenon 3 and 4, isn't it?
Oh, Parthenon 3 and 4. See, if you go to DEF CON by phone, you can find that out, and you can automatically know. It'll be cool.
Yes.
And the other major thing is day one on Friday in Apollo, which is another room over there, Stank Dog will be giving his presentation, so which is Hacking Google AdWords. And that'll be running from 3 to 4. I said Apollo, right?
Yes, I think you said Apollo.
Okay, Apollo, that's where it is.
Actually, I've got the description of Hacking Google AdWords somewhere around here.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you have lots of things.
Shoot, I think maybe I
could take it away. I mean, I've seen the presentation. It's really cool. It's really interesting, and he's found some really neat things you can do with Google AdWords. Just, you know, simple, it varies from security problems to, you know, various silliness that you can pull off with it. It's a cool presentation. Go check it out. And plus, you know, Stank Dog's going to be there. Always show up to support Stank Dog.
I can't wait to go see it. Of course, the dilemma I'm having is, do I or do I not point out the typo he made in his description?
I don't think you should do that.
he's going to be within
punching distance.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would run if you did.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are the two major things that we're doing. I'll send shouts out to Natus, and I hope he gets better before DEF CON. I'm sorry he's feeling sick. I actually were hoping to get him on the show because he had some fun stories too.
Yeah.
But other than that, shouts out to everyone coming up at DEF CON. And if you see me, come up to me after Strom and I's presentation. We'll be glad to talk.
Yeah.
For those of you who hang out on the forums,
autographs, give you pieces of our clothing, that sort of stuff.
I like my clothes.
I'll probably be the only person not dressed in black there. If you see some preppy kid walking around, that'd probably be me.
I'll be slightly dressed up, I think. I'll be dressing normally. I really am not for the whole dressing like a schmuck thing. for those of you know, if you need to contact me during DEF CON, actually my contact information has been posted up on the forum, so check it out there if you want to, say hi or, move up. I'll be, floating around. Leave me a voicemail, whatever.
Yeah, if you want to contact me during DEF CON as well, there's my phone number on stromcarlson.com. And my AIM handle is, of course, Strom Carlson. So
yes, AIM will be going directly to our hip tops. And actually, Strom and I will be hanging out together. We're shacking up, in not that sense, but
oh, don't you wish, Ratchet?
oh yes, I do. and probably if you talk to one of us, you'll run into the other. So
yeah,
I'll be in my hip top too, and I'm going to be on Sub-Zero Wi-Fi. So if you guys need to get a hold of me too.
Oh, okay. I'll actually add that to my buddy list. Site of the week this week, I'll just put it out to defcon.org. So
yeah, definitely. Oh, and I forgot. Shout to Murdoch, who called me up drunkenly and asked me a phone question just before we got started here.
All right. So site of the week, defcon. Email radio@binrev.com, and closing music. I'll have to splice it in because I haven't chosen anything.
More proof that we at DEF CON Radio, or not DEF CON, we at BinRev Radio are really prepared and we really know exactly what we're doing.
All this is getting edited out. I'm just going to put myself in and sound fine.
Oh.
So anyway, make me not sound like an idiot. I forgot to do that this morning. So, okay, 3, 2, 1. So anyway, we're not sure what's up next week. We're going to have some type of content. We're not sure if it's going to be abbreviated or if it's just going to be, we're actually going to have something going on. We're not sure yet, so we'll figure it out when we get there. Tune in.
See you next week.
Same hack time,
same hack channel.
Blah, 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 blah.